said earlier, is the daughter of our missionaries, supportive missionaries Joe and Noni Mita. And I know that you're going to be encouraged as you hear about how the Lord brought them together and gave them the same desire to go and to reach the people of Japan. As Naoto and Arisa share, I encourage you to pay close attention, to be willing to greet them and talk with them in the back, ask them questions. Because in our next business meeting coming up later this summer, we will be voting on taking them on as supported missionaries beginning in January of 2023. So I want you guys to pay close attention, take good notes, and be willing to ask them questions. And we'll be discuss more of those details at that time. But I know that you're going to be excited and encouraged to hear about all that God's doing in their lives. So if you guys would come and share with us this morning.
Good morning. Hi. Ohio. Okay, some of you remember. I'm so thankful for all of your prayers and support for my family and for Joe and Noni Mita working in Japan. And you know, if you remember, my dad Joe would always start out with Ohio and don't say West Virginia. That means good morning in Japanese. So, so just testing. But I'm so very thankful to be here. My husband will be sharing the ministry that the Lord has called us to do in Japan. But I just wanted to give you a quick update. I just talked to my mother yesterday night, and just what they're doing right now is they are at a Baptism and Missions campsite out in the country. Probably about 2 hours away from where their church is, close to Tokyo. And they are helping out with renovating the building and also taking, I think, a massage therapist that has been attending Arch recently, and my parents and the church people are trying to evangelize too. So they were able to help out with a camp director because he has a back pain. So about 20 people from our church went, and the Lord had just been blessing Bethel Baptist Church's ministry there. An example is they put out a bulletin outside of Bethel Baptist Church calling out for neighborhood kids to come to a children's outreach on Mondays. And one girl just walked by from a single mother household, and she saw that pamphlet, and she took the time to research on Google what the Christianity, the gospel was about. So she came prepared, first time coming to our church, and she accepted the Lord as her Savior. So, you know, sometimes these kind of things happen too, and also several newer families have been attending our church too. So it's been a very exciting time of ministry for my parents, and I'm just, yeah, they're just full of joy. So just wanted to give you an, you know, update about that.
Well, at this moment, let's watch the video that explains a little bit about us in Japan.
Hello, I am Naoto Funada. I was born in Los Angeles and grew up in Japan from age one in a Christian family. I came to believe in Jesus Christ and was baptized when I was 18. At age 21, I moved to Los Angeles. During the time I was serving in a Japanese church, I took a class on world missions called Perspectives and received a call to be a missionary. In 2014, I met Arisa and we got married. I finished my undergraduate degree in biblical counseling at the Master's University, followed by an MD program at the Master's Seminary for 2 years. Then the Lord led me to transfer to Faith Bible Seminary in Lafayette, Indiana, to receive more biblical counseling training while pursuing my MD. I thoroughly enjoyed the hands-on ministry experience I received as a seminary student church intern. After my MDiv program is done in June, our goal is to finish raising support and be on the missions field by summer 2023.
Hello, I'm Arisa Funada. I grew up in Japan under Baptism and Missions National Missionaries Joe and Noni Mita. I was saved when I was 15 and baptized at age 21. I attended Maranatha Baptist Bible University and also graduated from the Master's University, where I attained my Biblical Counseling Master's degree. I attained my ACBC certification, and I enjoy walking alongside ladies and children, providing counsel from God's Word and seeing them flourish.
Japan's spiritual needs are great. Japanese are the second largest unreached people group in the world. Only 1% of the whole population is professed believers. Even less, 0.2% attend evangelical church Sunday worship service on a given Sunday. There are less than 8,000 churches in the whole country, which is about one church per 16,000 people. Japan earned a reputation as a missionary graveyard. This is because many missionaries have been so discouraged by seeing little spiritual fruit that they decided to quit. Wa, which means maintaining harmony with others, is the Japanese way. Wa is the foundation of Japanese corporatism and social life. So, maintaining harmony is more important than being correct. In this culture, an individual may not disrupt harmony. People do not welcome Christian faith because it is exclusive. They are taught and think that devoting to one religion is dangerous. Shintoism and Buddhism are the main religions. Both are ingrained into Japanese life and traditions, but most do not have faith in them. Typically, Japanese have no idea about creationism, but they feel supernatural power in anything and see God in things such as an old tree and the sun. So, people go to temples and shrines to attain fortunes, especially when the need is great. However, Japanese also have a low view of God. When their desires aren't met, they say, "There is no God or Buddha." Japan is an aging society. Birth rate is extremely low, and Japanese have one of the highest life expectancy in the world. The economy is recessing. What's rising are the already existing issues such as overwork, shut-ins, and kids not being able to go to school for fear of men and lack of hope toward the future. More than 20,000 people commit suicide in a year, that is 60 individuals per day. Erisa and I are being sent by Faith Church of Lafayette, Indiana. Here, we have been trained in biblical counseling ministry, international college student ministry, musical worship ministry, on top of my seminary education.
One of the things that I've had the privilege of just seeing over the last 2 years as we've been serving in the international ministry together is just the passion that God has given them for His church, pulling both believers and non-believers really into the ministry and witness to non-believers, disciple believers, and they just seem to have a joy about doing that, and that's awesome. That's a gift from the Lord.
I want to heartily recommend to you Naoto and Arisa Funata as missionary candidates to Japan. You have a unique opportunity to support native Japanese speakers who have a desire to bring the gospel to one of the largest unreached people groups in the world, the Japanese people. There are significant spiritual needs right now in Japan with high suicide rates, falling economy, challenges within family between parents and children. And we have a unique opportunity, especially to equip and send missionaries to Japan for the cause of Christ. Naoto and Arisa have had the privilege to serve with me for the past 3 years, and I've had especially enjoyed the opportunity to see them grow personally in their walk with the Lord, being strengthened in their marriage, and also grow as young parents. I would also encourage you, because they have unique experience in biblical counseling that I think is a great need in Japan at this time. And not only that, they're well equipped to begin to help to establish other local churches and possibly be involved in theological education in the future. So I would encourage you highly to consider partnering with them in this way.
Our calling is to plant churches and root biblical counseling in Japan. Our vision is building a local church-based ministry in order to provide the next generation believers a vibrant platform to exercise biblical living in all aspects of life. And our main ministry tools are evangelism and discipleship, biblical counseling, church planting, Bible school, music, audiovisual production. We hope to receive training and to base our ministry from Bethel Baptist Church, where Erisa's parents, Joe and Noni Mita, planted. There are currently about 45 people in the church, made up of several young families as well as many men, which is unusual for Japanese churches. We hope to expand this ministry and send out more workers around Japan and into the world. We will make biblical counseling available to the congregation, and it is our goal to train people and provide counseling throughout Japan. The harvest is ripe, but the workers are few. In this spiritually dark nation, in much despair many people have for life, We believe that the gospel will shine and give hope to these people now more than ever. And it is our hope and joy to have you join us in the progress of the gospel among the people of Japan. Thank you for praying and supporting the Funadas.
Well, thank you for inviting us again today. We had the privilege to come here with Joe and Noni about 3 years ago. So some of you may remember Erisa and I then from then. As Erisa greeted with you, it is Ohio, not West Virginia, but you know that is the typical Joe's joke. I am amazed at seeing again, this time, the flags in the foyer. That reflects your heart of God, right? God has the desire for all peoples in the world to be saved. And clearly, you guys have the same desire, same mindset, same heart as God does, that you want to join this God's work progressing the gospel into all the world. And certainly, Joe and Noni, Mita, you guys have been supporting for many years. They are bearing fruit of the gospel. So we thank you for that too. So, you know, God in His grace and in His love saved us first and made us His people. He gave us the reconciliation through Jesus Christ, His Son, how He died on the cross and how He resurrected on the third day. And as forgiven people, we have this mission now that we take this gospel and join His ministry of bringing the gospel into all the world. And Erisa and I have been called by God to bring this gospel to Japan. So Japan is full with unsaved sinners. About 1 million people are professed believers, but again, you know, only 0.2% of the whole population go to attend a Sunday service at an evangelical church. So at this rate, 124 million out of 125 million, they are headed to hell for eternal destruction. And this is my country. That is our people, and we grieve over that fact. We love the country. You saw the beautiful countryside, and many people working hard, very sincere, and they don't know the love of Jesus. They don't know what's ahead for eternity. And so we have the burden for these people. But praise God for His grace and for His love that He saved Erisa and I and made us His workers, gospel workers into Japan. When I was 21, I received a calling from God through Isaiah 6, where God asked Isaiah, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And like Isaiah, I felt like, you know, God could use a sinner like me to bring the gospel to these people so that they will, their eyes will turn to Jesus and God's love. And I responded to God saying, like Isaiah, "Here am I, send me." But at the age 21, I didn't know any pastors at that young age. As you know that, you know, Japanese pastors' average age is like very high, around almost 60 years old, and you don't get to see many Japanese young full-time ministers. And so I felt like I should have waited and, you know, eventually become a missionary or, you know, pastor in Japan. But then, years later, God united Erisa and I, and Erisa and me in marriage, and we are married, and we have the same vision to bring this gospel to Japan. But it's not just a calling for me and Erisa, right? It is God's calling for all of us to go into all the nations and make disciples in all nations, right? And so we join in this work, gospel work, together. Some will go, like us. And some will send people into the world. And we appreciate your heart in sending these missionaries in all the world, including Japan. I know that your participation in the gospel in all the world, especially in Japan, has borne much fruit. So now, Elisa's parents' church, Joe and Noni's church, they are blessed with the physical material things, like, you know, the land and the church building. That is such a blessing in Japan. And then, not only the physical side, but spiritual side, of course. You know, they are bearing much fruit spiritually, that they have faithful believers in their church. And we rejoice in this. And we rejoice that your participation in this. So Elisa and I want to continue this ministry in Japan. We want to train people even more and expand the ministry so that the gospel will spread even more and make stronger disciples even more. And we will go, and we'd love to team up with you in this effort. We work together by taking different roles in this, right? But I'm looking forward to the day that we will get to rejoice over the fruit that we bear together. Imagine that there will be Japanese brothers and sisters in the heaven that you will eventually see. And of course, we will rejoice in seeing any believer in heaven. But think about, you know, these some Japanese believers who will be in heaven, and you will meet with them because of your participation of this gospel work. Won't that be so much joy? And we will thank the Lord for His grace in using us to bring these people into heaven and into the relationship with Him from all the nations. Right? So I want to thank you for your participation in the gospel, and I want to encourage you to keep on going with passion that comes from God, comes from our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to close my time with a prayer. Can you pray with me? Father, we thank you for saving us first because of your love, through your Son, Jesus' death and resurrection. Thank you for making us your disciples who can live for your glory. We ask that you will use us to continue to expand your kingdom in all the nations so that more people will come to know your love and be reconciled to you for eternity. Please continue to bless your people here at Johnston Chapel and use them to bring more people to you, both in this community and in all the world. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. What a important reminder for us to think of 124 million people who have not yet heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And without hearing that and having the opportunity to respond in faith, we'll spend an eternity separated from God. Thank you so much for being willing to go and to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Now we have the opportunity of having Dr. Anderson from Appalachian Bible College. Sarah and I can speak firsthand to the impact this ministry has had on our lives. Appalachian Bible College was instrumental in my life, in leading me to go into ministry and training me theologically, being a part of church ministry, and probably, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but probably the greatest blessing I received from Appalachian Bible College was my awesome wife. But it is a special place, and so I look forward to having Dr. Anderson come, and he and Mrs. Anderson have been serving faithfully at Appalachian Bible College for 44 years. That's correct. And so I encourage the parents of our young people. You know, we have different Bible colleges we support. I encourage you to keep Appalachian Bible College as a consideration for your child to go and to study the Word of God, to have a good biblical foundation in life and whatever they do, wherever they go. I assure you will not regret that. So, Dr. A, come and share with us.
Forgive that personal moment, but I think I've earned the right to do that. Thank you, friend. And what a blessing to be with you folk today. And it's been a rich and precious heritage through the years to serve together as part of your missionary team here at Johnston Chapel. And I know that the years just evaporate. And for some of you, this is probably a first occasion of personal acquaintance. I regret that my personal acquaintance with you is limited. But I hope you understand that it's because of a choice privilege of serving together that we have this day. And I want to say a personal word of thanks to your pastor for risking his reputation. I said that to him in the hallway this morning. He said, yeah, I am risking my reputation. So thanks. I love you too. I don't say Ohio. I say West Virginia. I just want you to know that. So, but seriously, it is a joy to partner together. And so I'm going to take a moment just to give a quick personal update. Then we're going to look at some opportunities of some videos from the college and camp ministry that we share together. Some of you, because of the years of acquaintance, might have some idea of what our family has been through the years. My wife, Rosalie, serves on the faculty and is not here today because she's also so strongly engaged in our local church and preparing for handbell choir tour coming up. And we try to just guard her health and her strength. And so thank you for understanding that. But we've been blessed with the Lord taking our children in different directions. By the praise of God, they're scattered from Phoenix, Arizona to Virginia Beach and some in between. But to God's glory, all just walking with the Lord and each of them serving God in some facet of ministry. So we are blessed. And the greatest blessing, 18 grandchildren. All in favor say aye. Even if you don't say it, they're there. And one great-grandchild. And so we call it the Tribe of Dan, is what we call it. But it's a great blessing. And so these last couple of years of COVID have kept us from fully getting together. We had a little bit of an abbreviated time here just a few days ago. And what a joy to just see them walk with God and to just try and keep up with them. The fact is, today is the birthday of one of our daughter-in-laws. And so we started our day. She's in Phoenix, Arizona. So an early morning conversation to say, happy birthday, Rachel. And so thank you for praying for us through the years. And I say that as a testimony because your prayer for us as a family was used of God to nurture our children also to walk with God. And so I hope you sense that joy as you see God's goodness through you. Appalachian Bible College, as you know, is a ministry, the only Bible college in the state of West Virginia, and has had a wonderful, rich heritage for 72 years, starting under the leadership of Dr. Lester Pipkin, and some of you old-timers will remember him. I'm not as gifted as he was, nor can I preach as long as he could, but what a great, great servant of God. And it's been my joy to serve in sequel to his leadership, and God has been good to us. I'd like you just to review a little bit of that story through a video. And this is primarily designated to introduce it to a person that might be interested in coming to Appalachian. It'll give you a little flavor. And by the way, those of you that are in this audience, no matter your age, I trust you'll say, Lord, are you trying to give me a message in this moment? Don't ever exclude yourself. One of my greatest joys through the years is watching a father and a daughter graduate at the very same time. Never doubt what God might direct you to do. So follow as you see these brief reviews, and then we'll go from there. Well, I trust that gives you a little favor of our campus and our community. It's a wonderful blessing to just see how God takes now, like this year, 28 different states, 10 foreign countries, brings them together from places as far away as Russia, Ukraine. This has been an interesting year, for example, to have students from Russia and Ukraine on the same campus. Can you just fathom what that's done in the climate of our current culture and our activities of our world? And yet to find them so entrenched in love for one another because of their heart for God and praying for that particular circumstance. And so when you pray for us, when you share with us, you're helping those kinds of students equip themselves. A particular interest, for example, the student from Russia is here preparing in our new missions aviation program that we started this fall. He's going to go back to Russia and use an airplane to plant churches in places where you can't get there except with an airplane. Isn't that exciting to see what God's doing around the world? And so to the praise of the Lord, you're a part of that. And thank you for just allowing us to serve in that way. Some things that were not referenced on this particular presentation that you might be of interest in is also our Mount Olive Bible College program. I'm sure you've had some occasion to be acquainted with that through the years as we've had the privilege to start a Bible college in the prison system of West Virginia at the invitation of the Commissioner of Corrections. As he sat in my office, Jim Rubenstein, and said, Dr. Anderson, would you start a Bible college in the prisons of West Virginia? And so to the praise of the Lord, we began that about 8 years ago, and we now have graduates that are now being deployed who are lifetime inmates, but they're being deployed to other prisons in our state and are serving in those capacities. So we're now expanded into St. Mary's, into Lakin, have an invitation to the prison federal facility up in the northern part of the state. Just thank God for this wonderful ministry that we're having in this unique setting. and to the praise of the Lord, seeing the graduates serve so effectively changed the culture of that particular climate. Some people say, what does a prisoner do when they get a Bible college degree? Well, the truth is, that's a ministry setting all its own. 1,300 inmates need Jesus. Would you agree? Oh, come on. Would you agree? Yeah. And what a great privilege. And they reach them better than we could ever reach them. And so to the praise of the Lord, pray for Mount Olive Bible College and now the related prison ministries that we have. We also have a program up in the Eastern Panhandle, Eastern Panhandle Bible Institute, and a wonderful opportunity to see the expansion in that part of a state as we have a location there. And so praise God for that particular opportunity of service to Him. Then we also have opportunities that I'd like to encourage you to ponder. You know, as you serve the Lord here in your church, there's opportunity that you could be involved with learning more of God's Word through our various online classes. ABC Connect is that particular title. And so I'd encourage you to consider possibly taking some classes, either by way of audit or you can take it for credit and use those opportunities to prepare yourself to serve, even if you don't come to campus. We also have a program in high school settings. I think it's used here in your school, Mercer, but called ABC Advance, which lets high school students pick up credits. If you're involved with homeschooling, I would encourage you to look at that particular occasion to just gain some college preparation, even as you're in a high school setting. So God's giving us wonderful opportunities. Our master's program is doing well, and thank the Lord for this ministry of outreach to those that are into areas of advanced studies as well in God's Word. That's all because you're helping to support us, and thank you so much for God's goodness there. Obviously, one area I've not referenced, which is very familiar to you, I know that it's in your bulletin you're talking about right now, and that's Alpine. Alpine Bible Camp and Ministries is something that's been used of God in a great way through the years. We're on the threshold of probably our largest summer of ministry this summer through our various camps and retreats that we'll be holding. This is a ministry that is extended around the region. In fact, is 75% of those who come to the adventure programming of Alpine are out of state. That's not because we don't want to serve the state. It's just because that's how expansive the program is. And so we're the only licensed nonprofit outfitter on the river. I don't know if the scenes that were with us with the national anthem were related to the New River as we would see it, but what a great blessing to use that tool and native caving and rock climbing and rappelling. I often say it this way: if you have somebody you want to get even to, send them our way. We'll quiver their liver. That's not a very good motive, but it's a wonderful tool. We have what we call debriefing times with every one of these activities. This is not just adventure for the fun of a thrill. That's our world, but it's a wonderful blessing to take these tools and teach spiritual truth. I've used this illustration multiple times. You know, when teenage groups come to participate in things like, you know, rappelling off of the New River Gorge, all the way to the you know, our properties, I can just envision in the van macho football player bragging about how nothing scares him and little wispy cheerleaders saying, "Ooh, I can't wait." And they get to the edge of the cliff at the gorge, okay? And all they have is a rope to hang on to jump over the edge. Now, just envision the scene. The little wispy cheerleader just jumps off thinking that's just what she's supposed to do and screams all the way down and says, "Let's do it again." The big macho football player is sweating bullets, trying not to cry in front of his friends, and all of a sudden, he ain't so big. But the long and short of it is a great way to teach spiritual things. We can't depend upon ourselves. We must depend upon God. And a rope can teach that in that moment. And wonderful lessons like that. Or get them inside of an unsearched cave. These are not commercial caves. And shut the lights off. And talk about what it means to walk in darkness rather than lights. And all of a sudden you can teach truth. That's just unbelievably powerful. And on it goes. And so thank God for Alpine and its ministries. And trust that you'll take advantage of it. I know you're going to be doing it with your teens and children as they come to camp. But also adult activities are available to you. Let's take a moment and review a little bit of that ministry in a video as well. If that scares any of you, just trust. We have a wonderful summer. And if it, sort of invites you to come, well, I hope you'll join. I do know that there are not many openings left, and so look forward to that opportunity of Alpine's ministry. You might find yourself as a church sometimes saying, why do we support a Bible college as a missions program? And I don't know that you've asked that question, but I'd like to answer it anyway, and that is this. Bible colleges are God's tool to train servants to move into the harvest fields of the world. The majority of persons who are in missions and ministry have come through the avenue of Bible college training. I stand here as a product of Appalachian Bible College by the grace of God. And I can tell you that in our world today, we desperately need to have those who are trained to serve Jesus. Do you believe that our world desperately needs Jesus? Yeah. Our passion is such that we want to share the gospel and strengthen the church. And I do believe that we ought to, as a church, find ourselves saying our primary ambition as a church, Johnston Chapel Baptist Church, is to raise up another force of servants to move around the world with the gospel. 124 million, like we've heard this morning, is not an acceptable solution of a formula to say we've reached Japan. They desperately need the gospel. And so I'd invite you as a church family to just say, oh God, with your help, we want to be a place that's raising up those who will move from our church and go into all the fields of the world. And to do that, they need God's word and preparation. I sometimes am focusing these days upon the importance of foundation. Our world is certainly drifting in any realm. We sang a moment ago about, you know, show me your truth. Show me your truth as we did that. Our world needs the truth of God's word desperately. And so I often say that no matter what a person's plans are for the future, what really matters is what are they going to be in terms of their walk with God. I don't know if there are high school seniors in here or parents or grandparents of high school seniors, but that particular age group these days is being bombarded with all kinds of information about what they should do after high school, have been probably asked scores of times, what are you going to do after you graduate? As I shared with the missions committee last evening, my heart's burden is not what you're going to do, it's what you're going to be. And the difference is this. Do is like the house, the occupation, the job. And I do believe it's important to prepare for the future. But the truth is you can't build a house without a foundation. And the foundation must be placed first. And so it is spiritually. I'm not so concerned about the occupation that you'll have in the future. I am concerned about your relationship with God and the strength of facing a world that is antagonistic to God. I'm not a pessimist at all. I'm a very optimistic person. These are the greatest days in all of my life to serve God. And I'm more excited about what's going on at Appalachian than I've ever been in my 44 years of being there. But I can tell you I'm also burdened that we have a generation of young people that will rise up and say, with God's help, I'll prepare my life to do God's work around the world. And so would you just continue to join us in prayer? Would you make it your prayer that Johnston Chapel will find at least this year one of your people that will be at Appalachian Bible College this fall? Not because I'm looking for students, but because I'm looking for servants to train to move into the harvest fields of the world. And God help you to look that way as a parent, as a grandparent, as a young person, to say, oh God, I want my life to have a foundation. Luke chapter 6 gives this illustration, as you well know, about the wise man and the foolish man. The wise man built his life upon a foundation. The foolish man built his life upon a fading foundation. And God help us to live our lives in a way that will truly be that way. Thank you for supporting us. Just closing thoughts, as you see the table out there, I'd like to invite you to keep up with us with a couple of things. One, we have a little card called the President's Prayer Partners. If you'll just give me your contact information, every Saturday morning it's my privilege to issue one of this. I know there are numbers of you already that receive this, but it's a chance to keep up with our ministry. I'd love to have your prayers. Hundreds of people around the world are using this. They're praying for you even right now as we have this occasion. And so take that moment, fill that card out, leave it there on the table. Some of you already have this morning. I'd covet you to take a picture of the prayer card so you can see the beauty of this combination. Since I'm in this picture, the beauty is the other one, okay? And so do be in prayer for Rosalie and me. And then, ladies, I want to especially bring to your attention, because for the last two summers, we've not been able to have our ladies' conference because of COVID. It's back on track for this summer. There are cards back there to encourage you to come. And this conference is especially unique because it also encourages you ladies to bring a teenager with you, because there's a teenage track that is very powerfully affecting young girls as well. And so I'd invite you to join for our ladies' conference June the 17th and 18th. And the card is there on the table. Again, thank you for letting us serve with you. I will give you one last reminder, and that is this. Throughout the course of your life, you will regularly see the initials ABC. Might be on a network that you shouldn't watch, but anyway, it's... boy, that was political, wasn't it? Now, you'll see ABC. In fact, you'll see it on a particular store that I don't encourage either, called the Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Don't do that. But wherever you see ABC, hit the mute button of your life and stop and pray for Appalachian Bible College, or if I could be selfish, Anderson's at Bible College. Thank you. It's a blessing to serve together.
Thank you so much, Dr. A, for sharing with us this morning. And you know, that is our heart and our prayer. And we've seen God begin to move amongst the hearts of some of our young people and raising them up to go and to be trained and to go and to be servants. We're praying that, Lord, we continue to raise up young people to go and to serve. So I encourage you all to continue to pray and to talk to your young people about what they're going to do in their lives. Even if they were to just go to ABC or a school like that for 1 year for the Bible certificate, it's so beneficial. But let's remember to be praying for Dr. A and Mrs. A as they continue to serve the Lord, for their health and for their strength, for their wisdom. Also continue to pray for the Mount Olive Bible College. It's so exciting to hear all that's going on there. The Eastern Panhandle Bible Institute, the online classes, the ABC Advance for the dual credits, the master's program. And of course, be praying for all the Alpine ministries that will be coming up this summer. And then also do remember to continue to pray for Naoto and Arisa Funata. I pray for them as they go with a heart for evangelism and discipleship, church planning, biblical counseling to help the people of Japan and to take the gospel to the people there. I pray for the people of Japan. It's shocking to hear those high suicide rates and those numbers, and to see people following Shintoism and Buddhism and ancestral worship, and even in that, they really don't fully have faith in that. They really have more of a secular mindset. So we need to be praying that God would strengthen and raise up more laborers to go to that harvest, to share the gospel with the people of Japan. To stop and think that just 0.2% of the people in that country even go to evangelical church on Sunday. We need God to raise up more people to go to them. So let's pray for Naoto and Arisa as they go to Japan. And then this morning, as we stop and we consider all of this, again, I want to stop and encourage all of us. We are called to go and make disciples. That's for every Christian, every believer. Right now in your life, who are you making a disciple of? Who are you praying for? Who are you sharing the gospel with? Who are you building relationships with and loving to go and to make disciples? And as you think and consider that, are there even some of you here this morning, God is tugging on your heart and tugging on your mind, and there's a seed there where He's calling you to go perhaps to the mission field, to go somewhere else to people who have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord's working in your heart tonight. I encourage you to speak with Pastor Dan, myself, Pastor Jim, Pastor Jason, one of the deacons. Begin to talk with us so we can pray for you as the Lord works in your heart. At this time, Daniel and the praise band will get ready to come, and as they do, I'll have a word of prayer as they come up here. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for this day. And Lord, we want to lift up Naoto and Arisa, Lord. We thank you for them, for their family, for their two precious boys. As they go and they raise support and they seek to go to the people of Japan, Lord, many, most of whom do not know you, have never heard a gospel presentation, Lord, we ask that you'd strengthen them and encourage them to be able to go and to strengthen the church there with Joe and Noni and to continue to reach out to the people around them with the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, think of Dr. Anderson, Mrs. Anderson, Lord, we ask that you continue to strengthen and encourage them as they represent the school, as Mrs. Anderson has the upcoming Jubilate tour, Lord. We ask that you just bless them, that you'd encourage them in their ministry. I'll be with them and their family, Lord, as they continue to serve the Lord. And Father, we ask that you just be with the ministry of Appalachian Bible College, Lord, that you would raise up laborers, servants to go and to share the gospel, to be trained, Lord. We ask that you would work in people's hearts and lives to go and to answer the call that you've laid upon their hearts. And we pray and ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.